You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and now streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for RuPaul's Drag Race. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Drag Race news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues.
It is RuPaul's Drag Race.
Hey, girl.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, guys. Welcome. We're a little light this week. We're like, five people in here.
I know. What's that about? Light.
Well, Jesse and Mikey aren't with
us. They have to do
tonight.
A show.
Yeah, where are y'all at?
They're doing
for
a show.
Real?
They just beat their mugs, so they're doing a show right now. They're stomping in Vegas somewhere.
They're in
Vegas. I'll be in Vegas next week.
Oh, my God. Oh, sweetie, we don't hear her. There we go.
Oh, she's getting
all hot. Speaking of her, let's go ahead and introduce her, who is...
Natalie Bratney.
And across from me is...
Jackie Borowski.
Next to Jackie...
Cameron Marston.
And I'm your host, Kenny Harrison. So, guys...
And then there's Courtney.
Wait.
It's okay. I've come to accept that Kenny can't handle my shine, so he just wants me to sit next to him and just shine on him to make him feel like he's shiny. So I gave you a snack, man. Oh, I shared a snack with you, and you can't even give me... Don't judge me. Everybody loves Fatburger. If you don't, you're lying.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners.
Have you finished it yet?
I have not. I had a turkey burger, and I ate half of it because that was my 6 o'clock meal.
So basically, Kenny is bathing in her shine.
Our systems detect that a host has wandered off the subject.
Have we already?
Please return at once. I am the subject, Phil Spitek.
Our host has wandered off the subject. Please return at once.
So let's start, guys. Welcome. This is episode 2 of season 4.
You know your numbers.
And it is called WTF.
What the?
What the?
Well, it stands for wrestling's trashiest...
I don't know.
Females?
Wow.
So, yeah, whatever.
That was creative.
It says fighters on top of your little news and gossip.
I just said females.
It is fighters. Sorry. I'm going by what Jackie says. And
which is probably wrong.
I can read.
Aww. So our first topic, if
I'm
she
not,
starts.
I can't read.
Are you done?
No, I'm tweeting.
Why?
Because I love my life.
Oh, okay.
So people can tune in.
Well,
live tweet with Courtney right
exactly
now.
Right
yeah,
now.
Hello.
Because she's
right
important.
You can tweet me and I'll answer your questions and stuff.
So, we start with our little mini challenge, which was
stuff your butt.
Your bum hole.
And for people that
one
watch,
guy had stuff, I forget who it was, but he had, it bothered me so much.
Yeah, was it Jiggly Caliente?
No,
with the little...
he had stuff coming out of his butt crack.
Oh, it
was, oh, Madame Le
yeah,
Queer.
Queer.
Yes.
But for those people that don't understand, a lot of queens actually do use sofa padding. You shape it, and
yes,
that's the cheapest way
to stuff your butt.
To not have surgery.
What were that was sofa padding? What were they?
Well, it was cushions padding. And, you know, just random.
Because it was very lumpy.
We used to rip a lot in Hawaii, like, if your sofa cushions were missing, because the queens took them.
There was a variety of types of butts.
Yeah. You know, people discard their sofas and their couches on the side of the street, right?
And so the queens,
queens
would
go shopping.
Do what you gotta do.
Right.
So, girl, I gotta do ass.
That is kind of nasty.
I gotta go pick up a new ass on the side of the street.
Well, that's better than injecting semen into your body.
That is,
you know,
true.
Injecting semen.
Cement.
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 Oh, girl.
Oh, that's South Carolina.
Cement.
You know, the sores and how they get their semen.
That's the wrong accent on their
own. We have
sperm is a terrible thing to waste.
Oh, I don't know what this is.
It's the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Cement.
Cement.
Where you call it cement, it's cement.
Cement.
And you all know what I was talking about.
I did not know what she was talking about.
I heard cement.
I had no idea. I thought you said semen.
Moving on right along.
I guess so, that, but so your pads could be full of semen too.
Exactly. You can inject semen out.
What? Okay, this is weird coming from the two of you.
I wonder what would happen.
We're injecting semen into your ass.
I mean, you inject
your body would absorb it. Let's move on.
I mean, yeah. Would it like roll into the?
Speaking of Valentine's Day,
well, we ain't gonna talk about it.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Hey girl. I'm tweeting.
So,
you guys are strange.
Okay. Our mini challenge winners were Fifi, Chad Michaels, and Willem. So they got to pick teams. And so I feel bad because I remember back in sixth grade when...
69?
Nobody picked you.
I was one of the two that were last.
Why?
I was always one of the two that was last picked too. And but this is sports. This is not sports. This is drag race.
I think
race.
We all were.
But really? No, but in any situation...
I was always last.
I feel like if I was picked everyone out for like She-Ra drag stuff, on their team, I would be obviously.
Whatever.
Funny.
My thing is like picking.
I could
like,
run. That's why
it makes people feel bad, and no, to be on national TV, yeah. That's embarrassing.
Oh please, come on!
But I immediately feel the pain of the two people who are in the last pick group because
exactly.
I remember being that person.
Yeah, and I remember looking back and what everyone's lined up, and I'm standing there with probably the big fat person, and I was like,
why?
Really?
I didn't feel badass if I could just sit out during PE. Then they still made me play.
Oh,
I didn't want to play.
All our childhood psychologies are coming out.
I thought PE was so much fun.
I got picked by virtue of my brother, so it didn't matter to me.
PE was stupid unless they had dance class. Sometimes they had
I hated dance class because I hated square dancing. We had a square dance.
I could square dance like it was my job.
I hated
square dancing. Okay, we're going off topic.
Line dancing, sorry.
And it's her fault. I blame her.
No, but then the guy who was in the bottom ended up being the winner of the wrestling. So it.
I think that was
interesting.
Over him and his ankle and the whole, oh, my ankle.
Well, it's like other people got physical ailments. Stop crying about it.
Yeah. And I know you guys.
No crying in drag.
Well, yeah, obviously it is, but they shouldn't be because they're running makeup like this one over here. My question is, did you see the Untucked episode last night?
No, I didn't. Actually, I just watched the episode in the 30 minutes before I left the house.
We need to get on this, people, because there were some interesting things that came up.
Well, then tell us, old master host. What was so interesting that came up?
There are a lot of topics. We'll discuss it later. But
will it make you feel better if you eat your french fry?
No.
No, that french fry is dirty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's been in your
hand. I think that's been on the floor.
It was.
That looks like padding.
That french fry has bacteria.
We could give you
a booby?
Cleavage.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Can you
fry a booby?
How are you gonna throw it?
Anyway, so they split up into three groups for the main challenge.
Oh, we're on the main challenge? Yeah, we're still talking about the booties.
Well, we're over that. Main challenge, wrestling. I like how they brought in three wrestlers from down
randoms.
The street. Yeah.
Were they part of WTF or were they?
No,
they were just random local wrestlers. And I think the other thing that bothered me was, this is what always bothers me about reality TV, is you look into the audience and there are like three extras in the audience watching the wrestling. I'm like,
right.
Hey, they do that on A-list scripted TV.
Yeah.
I know, but that was the same question I had about A-list, and apparently it has to do with crowd control, but I'm like, it's probably a money thing too.
Well, we just did a show where every club scene that they have three people.
It's not that bad.
No, it's bad.
But it's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. It's I totally agree with you.
I know, but that's how it is on sitcoms too. You see people coming into the store and there's like one shopper in the store.
Yeah.
That's the double-edged sword of a union. SAG.
Like, realism.
There was something else I had to bring up from last... Okay, never mind.
Oops, you forgot.
I forgot, and I just remembered. So, the...
Write it down, Grandpa.
What team won? I think it was Team McQueen.
How do you not know what team won?
Chad.
They lost.
Chad Michaels.
Sharon.
Milan
and La Chunky.
Yes.
But I don't know what they were basing this winning
me either.
On
like the story.
Boobs?
No, the story at the beginning, the way they performed
and
in the ring. Yeah.
I pretty much thought it was
where
all
the faces were
I
comedy.
It was all funny, yeah.
Yeah.
It was
I
all
think
pretty funny.
Was like super amazing or better than anybody else.
No.
I think Kenya Michaels did the best job with the jumping
flip.
She
was
the best.
But let's go back to last week with Jiggly, and she won the photo shoot, which we got to talk about too. That whole dress thing was based off the Alexander McQueen
robot
thing.
Oh, he is rolling in his grave right now. he is rolling in
his
grave.
That was not my vision.
He was like, that is not what I was envisioning at all.
Right. So, anyway. Are we done with this? This is, I mean,
this is what we do. Rip on the poor dead. Leave their art alone.
He's like, okay, are we done?
No, we're not done. So, what else happens? The wrestlers, the wrestling. Oh, they had two straight guests.
Rick Fox.
Yeah, let's talk
Rick
about Fox. Rick Fox.
Rick Fox.
He's a fox.
I will say
whoa.
I have an interesting experience with Rick Fox, so he has a special place in my
Okay,
house.
I would like to hear.
Let's hear that.
By the way, he was on We Do the Game, if you didn't catch
He was on the game back in the day.
He was on the game.
It would
as
be
well.
Nice if he came back. I kept wanting him to come back last season, but we ain't talking about that right now.
Right.
Anyway, I'm not really talking about what happened. You should ask Isabel. But
we can.
Yes, you can.
I'll call Isabel.
But anyway, I never understood why everybody was so into Rick Fox. I was just like,
until
he's like sweaty and
he's very attractive.
He looks greasy and gross. But I will say that seeing him on this was the first time I thought he was like kind of hot. I was like, okay, Rick.
And John Sally.
John Sally annoyed
me. John
Sally,
he's like gay, is he?
I don't know. I don't care. He does the freaking
because he's been on that show.
Basketball Wives reunion.
No. He's been on the Skins and what's that? It was a gay basketball show on Logo.
I don't know, but would you please stop pointing at me? Making me uncomfortable.
It was called Shirts and Skins. And he came on as a mentor to the basketball team.
Okay.
So this is not his first time being on. Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe he just believes in the gays.
Maybe he's one of them.
Yeah, you know, like how Daniel Radcliffe.
Well, we do know the percentage of
when he
down
comes out,
low.
Allegedly. When he comes out, he comes out.
Oh, yeah. Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, who cares?
Anyway,
so they were your guest judges, and then the queens came. They did their runway, which I was a little bothered because.
Can we talk about the clothes on the runway? Did we get to do that this week?
Oh yes,
we didn't get to do that.
No,
last
we should do that.
Did we not?
No, we didn't say anything about it.
That's because there were 45 people in here.
You're so over everything.
Well, they're like,
we'll move past it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah,
don't yell at me. I'm gonna point at you.
Let's start with RuPaul.
Well, no, let's back up.
I actually like
Chiquita Banana.
I do too. She ugly, but I loved it.
But here's my issue: the problem I have is that they do the challenge, the wrestling, but then they do with the runway. I would like to have them incorporate.
I agree.
The wrestling, something wrestling.
Yeah.
Roll your
they did.
Okay, so what would Jiggly wear? What would Jiggly wear?
No, the idea they're supposed ladies. To be girly girls.
They were supposed to be girly girls.
What do you mean girly girls? But that doesn't make.
It doesn't make sense.
Thank
it didn't.
You.
They at least tied in the butt challenge by being like, "Oh, you're gonna fall on your ass."
Exactly.
You know, so there was a tie-in, and then
exactly.
There wasn't.
Unless the tie-in was it was the faces versus the heels. They were all trying to.
That's what I thought the link was trying to be like.
No, that's a stretch. They didn't explain it. That's the thing. They didn't explain
your
the
best face.
Anyway, so you have the list over there of our queens. Let's just throw a name.
Whose cell phone is there?
Are we having an earthquake?
That's Courtney's.
That was his.
No, you're tweeting over here.
I'm not tweeting.
My phone is off.
I was sitting right here.
My phone
Phil,
is off.
Never
my phone
seat
is not
them
even
together.
In the studio.
Never seat them together again.
Why?
Please.
Okay, whatever. Let's talk about LaShawn Beyond's bubblegum outfit.
Oh yeah,
that hair was cracking. For her
the hair was bad, but I liked that
I
there was a theme to the outfit.
Yeah.
I liked the themes. It was very Katy Perry.
It only accentuated her jawbone.
She bothers me, and I'm glad she's gone. Next.
Sharon Needles.
What did she have?
That well, she had a very
like weird,
understated.
Wasn't she in?
But like pretty girl outfit.
It was like a lime.
It was
muted
lime green.
But it was actually a departure from.
Yeah.
That is your phone. That is your
she
phone.
She says that she wasn't used to being very girly, so it was a stretch for her.
Yeah,
right. Which we were talking about the last episode. We were talking
if she can be fish.
About if she can, yeah, if she can pull that off.
And she did.
And she did. I thought she did a good job.
She gets emotional in the untucked version of this episode, too. We'll talk about that later. Who's next?
Chad Michaels.
He's the Cher face.
Oh, sick. Paris Hilton. And what do we talk about?
The
shoes are not high enough.
Statuesque. But why would you wear shoes
those
like
platforms?
If you got
you
great legs,
tall.
You should
be
tall.
Statuesque.
And I think she's the best on the runway.
Horrible.
She has the best walk.
Yeah, but because her heels are low. That's the thing that bothers me is like if your heels are low, it's really easy to look nice walking.
And I think the plastic surgery as a girl helps her, but when she takes all that off,
she does not
look
as a boy.
It was just.
But most queens that do get surgery like that, you don't. Your intention is not. You're not going to look good like a boy anymore.
It's not my phone. My phone's off.
Okay, mine is off too. So next,
not mine
Dad.
Either.
Not mine either.
Dita Ritz.
Dita
under
Ritz.
Carrie Bradshaw.
What?
She compared herself to Carrie Bradshaw. I was offended.
Shocked that that was the explanation. I'm spitting on myself.
It looked like toilet paper.
I didn't understand if there was a big brown bow and then a wig. Like
she was wearing a terry cloth robe. it was a terry cloth bathrobe is what she was wearing with right. the black bow and the
and
blonde
wig. And that was her girly
but
girl.
How was that Carrie Bradshaw? I don't know.
And the blonde wig?
Isn't she the same one that said she was Carrie Bradshaw meets Beyonce meets... Yeah.
She just wants to be Carrie Bradshaw.
Okay, well, I don't like it, but I'm saying... And she thought she had a really good runway walk.
It's hard to watch. No, her legs are beautiful, but
I don't think she's a good walker.
I don't think she's a good queen. Period.
I think she's
too fresh. I think she's too green.
Heinous.
But she's young too,
and her French.
How old is she?
She's 25.
Oh,
go home, boo.
That's kind of
go home, boo.
Isn't that like
your next bitch?
Isn't that middle age for a drag queen?
No, I don't know. Latrice.
Latrice is 90.
Well, speaking of Latrice, I actually love Latrice.
No, I don't.
I'm starting to like her.
Except for, go ahead, speak about Latrice.
Latrice is the den mother, almost.
Mm-hmm. I would like Latrice to get veneers and then we could be best friends.
Well, here's my thing with Latrice. Can you keep your shoes on when you're doing runway?
She took them off. Yeah.
I don't care.
I think she put them back on because when they flashed back to her, she had her. I think
no, but then when they were standing, getting critiqued, she had her shoes off.
Oh. Yeah, and she walked off with them in her hands.
Everybody knows.
And so does the Puerto Rican one. Well, the first episode, they were standing in the back. Both their shoe sets were on the floor. Yeah. That is tacky.
I agree with Hannah. Beauty
knows no pain.
I know that's right. You stay in them heels the keyword all is night.
That's beauty. Why I think that the ball dress girl. Went home. Balls went home because
Balls
went home because she had no
lip syncing.
No, because she had no shoes on. It's like you didn't even try.
And who clocked her?
Willem.
Yeah. Willem. Your drag mama would read you, and that's true. That's tacky. That was bad.
Well, she said that she didn't even attempt to.
No, she didn't even try to perform with shoes on.
Yeah.
Okay. That's embarrassing.
My favorite, Kenya Michaels.
I like Kenya.
Oh, I like Kenya.
Wasn't she Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, Nicki Minaj.
Look, she is a little bit of an Oompa Loompa. Okay.
I like
her. But she's
cute.
She's fine.
And her wrestling, her wrestling was the best, I think.
She can jump like a freaking jack.
To me, she is the fishiest one. She's the fishiest one. I just.
I thought she'd be the winner.
Mouth. She has like a neurotic mouth tick to her.
I don't think she can help.
And then she's like, thank you.
Girl. Who's next?
Jiggly Caliente. Ugh.
What does she have?
Why does she always...
She look like a rapper, like a fluorescent candy rapper.
She keeps wearing things that are like Hershey rappers.
Well, she says she can't sew.
No.
What did John Sally say? I forgot.
He thought it was her costume because he realized it was her stomach.
Oh, and she looked like an
Everything
Easter
she
egg.
Everything she wears is tinfoil. She has a whole closet full of tinfoil that she spray paints and then puts on.
No, all those lollipops that she eats, she saves the wrappers, and that's how she makes her costumes.
Yes.
That is too funny. All
right, Madame LaQueer.
I forgot what she had on, but
I remember she had on some major Spanxy tights.
Yeah, her thighs, and you can see her black undergarment thing between her thighs. But she had the asymmetrical hair to the side.
Wig.
Yeah.
That is a wig. Bitch.
She had blue eye contacts, though. Mm-hmm. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Next. What about Milan? I don't remember what Milan wore. Oh,
she wore a sheer see-through thing with a bow.
Oh yeah.
Christmas. I actually kind of like that.
You know what?
She's kind of like lingerie.
She's like under the radar. Yeah. Yeah. I would not be surprised if she like flies through like the top three at least. I mean, she's,
I'm not sure about that.
But you know,
but
she knows how to like be under,
safe.
Yeah, and not be too outrageous or you know.
Well,
be
she's
going to
keep being in the middle until she gets noticed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So. All
right, Fifi O'Hara.
She looked like Shangela.
She looked like Vanessa Williams.
She looked like Shangela.
She looked like Vanessa Williams.
Yes, Rick Fox was probably like...
I just hit that.
No, he's dating Eliza Dushku.
I know, but he used to be married to Vanessa Williams.
Wasn't he married to... Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
Michelle was. They got
and they were together on Ugly Betty after their divorce.
Don't they have what?
That was awkward.
No, she had three with her ex.
But having watched Untucked, if you watched it, doesn't she bother you?
No.
She's not a fan. She's the annoying one.
I like Raven more than I like... And I didn't like Raven. I like Raven more than I like her. I mean, she's pretty, don't get me wrong. She does overbeat that mug, but... Meaning there's too much makeup. You mean this is more sometimes. She's a pretty girl.
Right.
They said she looked old, didn't they?
No, she's fucking irritating.
She didn't look old to me.
That was just coming
out of nowhere.
But didn't they say, was that her that they said that about? That she could look a lot younger and it was not.
They were more modern.
She looks so old.
Because she had feathers, big hair,
I thought she was the
It's like a female Lion King.
Next.
The princess.
Yeah. Boring.
Or who I called Florence
she
the
wearing?
Machine.
Betsy Johnson.
She had the weird hair going that way.
Oh, yes. I actually like that Betsy Johnson outfit.
That is a wig, bitch.
Problem, girls, too. Why would you wear open-toed shoes with stockings?
No, that is bad.
It is acceptable now.
No, unless it's colored. Like, if you're wearing a colored stocking, that makes sense.
Like Willem said, it looks like web
feet. Yeah, it looks like web feet if it's just nude stocking. Oh.
Willem. Now that we're talking about
that bitch is fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. I love Willem. I'm sorry. I don't care how dry she is.
The one who I said looked like the Atlanta Kim Zolciak before she had a baby.
That body is sick. Her
and
body
his shoes
is
are
like
great.
Sick.
She's like tiny.
She's
her shoes are great.
Oh, the best comment was when she didn't get picked for Lemonade. She's like, bye. Bye.
That was pretty funny.
That was it.
No.
That was everybody?
No. Yeah, Chad Michaels, did we say Chad?
Statuesque, wrong shoes.
Oh.
Alyssa Summers got booted off.
Yeah,
balls going home.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Chad Michaels, Tots, and Tiaras. Where are they now? I thought that was funny.
That was very accurate.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's it.
Oh, speaking of judges, what's his name? Billy B, whatever.
Yeah. Who was that?
He's obnoxious.
I disagree.
He's like a jaded.
Like
he's one of those jaded old queens. Yeah, like, really? Why are you so upset?
He's so bitchy.
Yeah. And do we all agree now that all of the comments on runways during the walking is all posts?
Yeah, they're all posts.
Well, somebody mentioned that last week they cut to them saying it, except for RuPaul. But
you went back and watched.
Yeah, they don't cut to anyone. They may cut to a reaction shot, but they don't cut to anything. So everything is.
And if you really listen to the actual sound of their voices,
it's different. Yeah. I like the sex in the alley.
That was.
Oh yeah.
She said sex in the alley.
And then RuPaul was like, "I'm okay with that."
Well, if it's Rick Fox,
I would have turned that down.
You know, girls got to make their money.
So the winner, the bottom two were Princess.
That was a very
and
LaShawn
Bion.
Yeah. And LaShawn Bion, yeah. And
I don't
what
think
was
it was
song?
A good song, Bad Girls.
Bad Girls.
But it was very, like, they were like.
There was no showmanship. There was no.
Well, we already voted LaShawn off by not having her shoes on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They should have both got kicked off.
Yeah.
They both.
It was very low energy.
Yes. Agreed.
So that's it. Let's go to a commercial. Let's go to a commercial.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire, to American Idol, to Vampire Diaries, to Real Housewives, and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
About.
And we're back.
And we're back.
We don't have a lot of
bars. Hey, bitches.
We're back. I'm opening up the floor for special topics I asked during the commercial break. No one gave me anything, and now I'm asking.
I said
again.
We should talk about Madonna lip syncing for her life because there was a lot of
you didn't miss none.
Yeah,
well, there was a lot of controversy on Twitter. There was a lot of controversy on Twitter with people trying to be like, "Oh, Madonna was really singing, and you should know that," and blah blah blah. I was like, "No. That was her track from 1989.
But you know
she was
what?
Singing to that track."
I think she lip synced all the way through until the very end. She sang Like a Prayer. I think she might have been singing.
Oh,
that.
No. She was
really?
Not.
CeeLo was singing.
And that's what I'm saying. You see CeeLo clearly singing.
Yeah, CeeLo
but
was singing.
But CeeLo had a track too because he missed his track. I don't understand why it's a big deal. Like, in that type of arena, you should have a track or we're going to hate you even more
that's
because
like
you're in a
right. Speaking
because
of
last
Whitney Houston.
Year, people hated them. They hated the people who,
when Whitney Houston
you know,
did
Star Spangled Banner?
Was it? Yeah, whatever. She opened up. She actually sang over her own track. It was live, but you have a backup track just in case something goes wrong.
Interesting. And so, Kelly Clarkson? I can't even talk.
I don't know.
Did she sing
all
over?
All I know is Madonna is however old she was and was gyrating and doing her thing. And you talking about she was singing Like a Prayer, she fell out on the floor. Oh, it's a prayer, whatever. Deb was not singing.
She, it looked like
you
she
can hear it in your breath when you're singing. Yeah.
And she's doing too much movement for like a 60-year-old woman. And
doing too much,
you
bro.
Know. And even in the best of conditions, when you are trained, you still hear the fluctuation in breath.
So we do not condone lip singing in any.
I'm just saying that the people that are like, oh my god, no, she's singing live. Don't say that. We all know better. Yeah. Like, get real.
Well, it's interesting because even on like these reality shows, they sing to tracks like not The Voice. What was that other show? The X Factor. They got caught with a couple of people missed their cues on live TV and they were lip syncing. You know how when they get all the contestants
together? The actual contestants?
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah, but that's as opposed to the actual competition part. You're talking about when they all perform together?
Yeah. But, I mean...
Because American Idol does that, too. When they perform as a group, it's all on track.
But why?
Because it's a safety mechanism on TV. Like, people screw up. They're not real entertainers. They don't want to ruin the... But even the real entertainers, like, she's at the Super Bowl. Like, this is a big-ass open stadium. Like, there's a million things that could fall off and go wrong and whatever might go out. Like, you don't want to not have a show. Pop out. So, they're just, it's a safety mechanism.
So, if something were to happen...
I'm not opposed to it.
So, if something were to happen, like, she broke her leg, the song keeps going, and she keeps singing.
Okay,
if
it was... With what's her
is that what we're talking
Ashley
about?
Ashley Simpson? Because that's right. What happened.
Yeah, that's exactly, you know. She sang that one song the first half of the show, and then she came back, was supposed to sing something else, and that same
song...
Well,
if she broke her foot, I think lip-syncing is probably not one of the...
Yeah.
But whoever is running Madonna's track is going to cut it the minute Madonna stops singing. Because they will be fired on the spot.
They'll
it's
probably
not like
lose their life too.
Doing all them cartwheels and stuff. She needs.
I thought for 90 years old, I think she did a really good job.
I don't like saying that. I think it's so boo to say because she's like 90. She's I just old. Didn't want her doing gymnastics. I was like, it's in
there's
slow
a,
motion.
But there is a shot.
Like the cartwheels.
And it was bad.
I was just like, don't do that.
There's a picture of her with her legs wide open and. Around,
but it wasn't even dynamic. It wasn't like, oh, she's flipping it.
Right.
It was like, oh.
My disclaimer: I do not think Madonna's a drag queen. I'm just saying.
Can we discuss how her new song? She sounds like a teeny bopper.
Song sounds like it was written for like Selena Gomez or Miley Cyrus. Singing.
Miley Cyrus is no longer in that category.
Yeah, she is.
She's a slut.
Oh,
it doesn't matter. I'm sure Selena Gomez is a slut.
No, she's not. She loves Justin Bieber. They're in love. Virgins. They don't have sex.
Okay, aside from that falsity.
Wait, has anyone noticed that Selena's 18 and Justin Bieber 16? Is there something wrong with that?
I was going to say, isn't that right?
Isn't it?
Isn't that
right?
If it was the other way around, it would be a problem.
Well, don't most actresses and actors
emancipate
at a certain age?
I don't know.
Don't they go through the whole emancipation from their parents?
Well, it depends on if...
It's
not incorporate, what's the word?
Well, I think it's... what are you talking about?
When they become independent... Well, I guess...
Emancipated?
That's what he just said, emancipated. Anyway.
News and gossip.
But my problem is to have...
the Emancipation Proclamation.
I don't think that's the same thing.
I'm sorry, Jackie, go ahead.
I think she should have age-appropriate songs. Like, songs that older people listen to. Well, because Madonna is no longer appropriate to
Madonna?
A Justin Bieber
Madonna?
Audience.
Right.
Well, I mean, she's trying to get back into the limelight. She's trying to get back into,
But nobody wants that. Yeah. Like, I hate it when you've come... I guess I will not understand it because I'm not there. But if you're that big and you've done this much... Like, she's like legend status.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just... I would have been sitting on the throne for the whole performance saying it with my headdress on. Like,
dancer.
That's what Cher does.
And they cue them. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, that's where you are. Like, you don't have to prove anything to anybody anymore.
But it's a Super Bowl.
It is a Super Bowl. And I respect that she wanted to do, like, steps down bleachers in her 5-inch. I think those were Giuseppe's. I don't know what they were, but she was doing, like, 5-much. She didn't need a cartwheel.
It looked a little geriatric.
Especially because her skirt was like a little too long.
Wasn't she okay? What's that cartoon? What's that cartoon character that the whole
She-Ra?
She-Ra?
Wasn't it the same costume?
No, she was like She-Ra's mom though.
It was She-Ra's mom.
I thought it was very Egyptian type headdress.
Egyptian love.
Okay, are we done with this?
She was trying though. I mean, I liked all the stage work.
I didn't understand
why she got on LMFAO's neck. Like, I didn't get that.
That was my favorite part.
I didn't get that. I thought that was just like, come on, you got your granny crotch on his head and y'all and it had no purpose. Like, they were just like, oh, and then it's over.
What about the guy hurting his crotch when he kept jumping up and down on the... I was just like, oh, that
What about MIA flipping the camera off?
That's so dumb.
I didn't even notice that happened.
She's going to get fined, right?
She's going to get fined.
I didn't watch this.
She takes the limelight off of Janet Jackson.
I just think it's funny.
She is the new Janet.
Janet Jackson. Okay, that was what?
That was forever going. I'm mad that they're still talking about it. But you know what was funny? The parents... teacher, what is it, a parents council or whatever, that I was always like mad at TV. They're like, you're poisoning our children. Like,
you need to turn off your TV and stop having your kids watch
I was going to say, how do they watch TV at all? If this was like destroying their children's lives, like what do they, the commercials, some of the commercials were more sexual more horrible than that. Like how is she going to get fined for giving the finger? My grandma didn't even know what a finger meant. My cousin threw the finger at my auntie and she was like, what's the finger? I know that was random, but it's all amazing about it. It was a really long time ago. My auntie was really upset.
Oh my god.
And my grandma was like, I don't understand.
TV news. I guess we're rushed to do news and gossip. So, for RuPaul's Drag Race Season 4, Episode 2, WTF Wrestlers. Oh, Wrestling's Trashiest Fighters. I'm not even going to read the second one because we just talked about it.
Thank God.
The Super Bowl, it set TV ratings record for the third year in a row, averaging 111.3 million viewers.
So many people.
I thought you weren't going to read it.
Well, I started it.
That is a huge stat, though.
Yeah.
111.3 million.
But Madonna's performance alone was 114 million.
That's impressive.
So people tuned in to just watch Madonna.
Of course they wanted to see what Madonna was doing.
Yeah. And then got
drunk. Do you think it's Madonna specific or just halftime specific?
I think Madonna. Because I don't remember the last halftime show that I remember was the Janet Jackson one.
Oh.
I didn't watch the Britney one.
Because aren't the halftime commercials probably the biggest?
No, but the commercials go through
the whole show. They go through,
Like, I happen to catch the Star Spangled Banner.
But aren't the halftime commercials the most expensive spots to buy?
Well, this from what I guess, they cost totally $3.4 million total.
Right. For a 30-second slot.
Well, yeah.
I'm in the wrong bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. And I guess it's big for NBC because they suck. The ratings suck, so it helped them.
For one night only.
One night only.
The Federal Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit ruled today 2-1 that Proposition 8, the California Constitutional Amendment approved by voters in 2008 that stripped the freedom to marry from same-sex couples, violates the Equal Protection Clause of the United States Constitution. It is the first time in the nation's history that a federal appeals court has struck down a statewide ban on marriage for same-sex couples.
Woo-hoo. They struck it down.
I still have my issues because I don't believe in the institution of marriage, period, but...
It's because you're a heinous person.
No.
It's not fair to deny somebody a right.
Right. That's... I don't give her the right to touch me. You are not allowed to touch me ever.
We should definitely sit across from each other next week.
I like Courtney, though. We love each other.
Yeah, fucking rain it in, bitch.
They did that.
That is a wig, bitch. Okay.
By the way, that doesn't change anything, really.
It doesn't change anything.
Which kind of sucks.
Right away, but it's baby steps.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
It's just sad for me that California is supposed to be one of the most forward-thinking states in the union, right?
Even my mama said that when I moved out here.
And
Iowa, really? I think.
Iowa beat
Massachusetts.
Yeah,
all the randoms.
Yeah. And they said Washington will be next. Seriously?
But baby steps. This is hopeful. We're hoping
Cali's
for...
Republican
I can see
right
Utah
now,
before so. California.
Yeah.
Double. Oh, wow.
Hey.
You want to get married, go to...
It was a step in the right direction.
In New York.
So, yeah. For there now. You go. Moving on. Ellen DeGeneres recently scored a pilot order for ABC.
Yes,
for a new sitcom, perhaps by pinning out for her wife as one of the show's stars, which, of course, is Portia de Rossi.
Did you say pinning?
Pinning? Yes, you did.
Pinning?
You said
pimping.
Perhaps by pimping out her wife as one of the show's stars.
According to the Hollywood Reporter, the smart one, one of two projects DeGeneres has in development, centers on a brilliant and successful woman who is... begrudgingly.
Look at you. You can read English. Praise Lord Jesus.
He's adding words. Who begrudgingly goes to work for her less brainy,
but more popular sister, a former beauty queen, weather girl, and now mayor of a big city. De Rossi will play one of the two sisters.
Guess which one?
Wait, so is Ellen producing this or being on it?
Are they playing sisters? No.
No.
She's producing it and Portia's in it.
Yeah. But this is only one of two that... She's getting
making
done.
Those dollars. Dollars.
So watch
dollars
the clock.
Dumb dollars.
Watch them. Watch them. Watch them.
Watch them.
And that is your news and gossip for RuPaul's Drag Race for tonight.
For tonight.
February 7th.
So excited about that.
2012. And now, this show might be a record. We haven't even been 35 minutes.
Wait, okay, so Kenny, you were going to give them the word of the week.
Oh, tonight's word of the week is.
Yo, mama.
Shade, bitch.
Shade.
And shade. What is the definition, Cameron?
Shade is being, well, catty when you're throwing, you know, derogatory or.
No, we don't know. That's what
passive aggressive.
I
was gonna say, when you're ripping.
I didn't know.
I thought it was shading to make you have.
No, that's contour.
That's next week's word.
You know, shade can be outright like, bitch. Or you can be. Yeah, or you can be like, oh, girl, Ken, that's a really nice shirt. That's me, but I don't mean it.
Kenny, you
shade.
Look real
I'm
nice shade, girl. Today.
Like throwing shade on someone.
Mm-hmm. Courtney, that is not a wig, bitch. Okay, so
Kenny,
shade.
Is that your face?
Shady. That your ass on your face?
Okay. Why are you looking at my ass, Kenny?
Because it's on your face. That's fine. Okay, so we're moving along to.
And now prediction.
But Jackie looks really pretty today with her bun.
Can we re-predict who we think is going to be in the top two or three?
We can predict anything you want for next week, and I'm going to let you start it, Miss Natalie.
Well, I only have a top two, and that's Kenya Michaels and Sharon Needles. No, just kidding. Chad Michaels. Sharon Needles, wait. Chad Michaels, and Kenya Michaels. Wait. They all have really similar names.
Yeah.
Sharon Needles, Chad Michaels, and Kenya Michaels.
Okay.
What is Kenya Michaels?
Is it Kenya?
It is Kenya Michaels.
Okay, that's my top three.
They're from different houses. Don't get it twisted.
So you're predicting the winners or the top three?
That's just my top three.
Okay, so what do you think is going to happen next week? Who do you think is going to go home next week?
Oh, Princess.
Okay, good choice.
Yeah.
Jackie?
As much as I loved Princess's Betsy Johnson ensemble, I think she might be going home next week just because she's not dynamic enough, and this is a... This is a contest where you have to be dynamic.
Yeah, not Zen.
Cameron.
Yeah. Wait, what's your top?
My top is still Willem.
Didn't we do this last week?
I know, but
yeah,
it's fine.
But you just said
because
you wanted
to. And I changed my opinion.
I changed that rule.
Shady. Oh,
Shade.
I don't understand, though. Like, I don't know. So, Willem. I still like Sharon Needles. And then,
you like to share Needles?
Oh, my Lord. No. I need to use my little thingy do, and I know this is like.
Thingy-do. Use your words, Jackie. Use your words.
I don't know who these people are.
Verbs.
They're just
nouns.
Just say Kenya.
Clauses.
Dude, we should play the. There you go. I thought it was funny. He just sat there, waited. The music was.
I was like, well, I was thinking it would like get cut off quickly, but no.
Sorry, guys. It was something else.
Oh my God!
I don't have a final answer.
Okay. Moving along.
I'm sorry, your answer must be in the form of a question. Thank you for playing.
Sand. What is? I don't know. What is? I don't.
Okay, so I think I want Jiggly to go home next week.
I want Jiggly to go home, but I don't think she will.
I want her to stay.
I'm so over Jiggly.
Yeah, she has the drama. She's funny to laugh at and not laugh with, but. I want her to go home.
I want you guys to watch tonight's Untucked.
Watch tonight's Untucked.
I did watch it last night.
I think I asked you,
you said no. I said I watched
it. He said he watched it.
And I don't care how much she cries. I don't care how much you've been hurt. Bitch.
Aww, we've all been
hurt. Get your shit together.
I'm hurting.
Anyway,
right
my top, I'm going to go with I love Sharon Needles, mm-hmm. Willem, and then Fifi.
Okay.
Fifi for Fufu.
Oh my God, I just flipped out my nail.
I'm happy that question? Phil pays attention.
What's your predictions?
Seriously,
who's going home?
Okay.
Who's going home?
I had something else to say.
Oh wait, Kenya was in my top three. That's okay. The really
girl.
Short one.
I, yes. Told
I thought
you to
she already
Kenny.
Said that.
Ah, yeah.
Well,
my brain came back.
Oh, I know what I was going to say.
This is a great.
Who
show.
I want to go home. What's that broad nappy head name? Carrie.
Dita Ritz.
Bye, girl.
Sex what? In the village. I don't know what you're doing.
Sex in the alley.
And who's your top?
Go home.
Who's your top three?
My top is still, what's her face? Kenya. She was my number one, even though she's like a squidget midget.
I keep forgetting. You know why I have a problem?
I love her because she's Lil' Kim slash
Nicki Minaj.
I hate the Nicki Minaj reference. I prefer the Lil' Kim. But
you know, I can never figure out who she is because these pictures that Kenny give us like are not full body. So yeah. I'm like, slash. Where's the midget? I can't find the midget. Different.
Puerto Rican child's play.
But it-
oh my god. That's shade, girl. That's shade.
Woo! That was deep.
Oh, that okay. was over.
And if I had to pick, like, two more people to be in the top three, mm-hmm. I would pick the needle lady. Even though I'm so not into it.
I'm into it.
I get that you're different and it's fun and that's what makes you cool, but I didn't like the blood. And even though I think Willem is kind of crazy, I think he'd be in my top three.
Because
he's got really
sick.
Good abs.
That body is sick.
Those abs.
He has
great
shoes too.
I actually
I wish his hair was better though. I feel
like the forehead was bad, wasn't it? Yeah, the wig was a little horrid.
The wigs are a little horrid.
Hello.
I like his hair because his wigs look like my hair.
My turn.
No, they don't. You have much nicer hair than that. He's got burnt Barbie hair.
That's what I have.
Hello, it's my turn.
Kenny, give it up.
Nobody cares.
Shade. She's serving you shade.
I am picking.
Who's going home?
Picking. Dita Ritz. I'm going to agree with this one.
Oh, okay.
Because she's
that's why
busted.
He said it to me. I'm shine.
I'm picking Fifi.
It's his brain.
As number one.
As number one.
I don't get the Fifiness.
Kenya Michaels will be in there. And I'm going to go on a limb and say Latrice.
Who is Latrice?
Big girl.
Big girl.
I like Latrice, but she's not that.
I think she's going to go.
She needs
far.
Veneers.
A lot of veneers. A lot of veneers. A lot of gum contouring veneers.
But they can't do that on the show. That's
I'm
why they're
for a sponsor. I would love some veneers during this time. I just keep grinding my teeth down to
Absolute
nothing.
Absolute Vodka, you should be sponsoring veneers.
Right now.
Okay, guys.
Audience members, if you have a top and bottom, you should tweet them to us.
Yes,
tweet
please. Us.
Top
Tell
and
us
bottom.
Who you want. Top
not
or bottom.
Top or bottom.
Not or don't tell us that what you are. Just
yeah.
feed us.
You can tell us what you are, and I'll tell you on my yeah. on
you
camera.
Can tell us.
Oh my god, Kenny is a whatever. And
you can
on.
You can tell us what you are, and you can tweet who are your
you?
Top
exactly.
and bottom contestants.
Thank
Only
you guys.
Where can they tweet us, Kenequa? He doesn't know. You can tweet us at AfterBuzzTV, or you can tweet me at Stuart Starlet, or Miss Jackie at, what is it?
123Jackie_B.
Yes.
Tamakava777.
At Natalie Bratney.
And we're still looking for Kenny. It's like the Waldo game. So Jackie found him, so you'll find Jackie. So just go to Jackie and then look
Jackie
for him from there. There we go.
Tweet me
it
for
is,
Kenny's
it
Twitter.
It is K-A-Y-S-E-E-K.
Kesa.
It's my initials. K-C-H.
Whatever.
Now you're out of control.
And scene.
And that's it. Thank you guys for
they
watching.
They will not be sitting together next week, guys.
Yes, we will.
Thank you.
We do love each other.
Oh, Lord. Cut.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.